You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're back at the RNIB Accessible Media Symposium here in our London office, the Grimaldi Building. And I'm joined by Professor Sabrina Braun from the University of Surrey. And Sabrina is behind the project, the AI for Audio Description project, which I think the paper was launched today. Sabrina, just give me a little bit of an overview of what the project was all about.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Yes, this is a study that we did for the RNIB. We were very happy for the opportunity, and the background for it was that AI has developed quite rapidly in the last few years, especially when we look at AI that has to do with computer vision, with video description and with audio description, and that we have seen recent attempts really to not just automatically produce any kind of video description, but really to automatically produce audio description with all its specifics. And the question behind it, or the aim, was to test some of the current AI models out there and to see whether they are already really a viable solution, or to what extent they can begin to produce particularly audio description scripts. So we didn't look at the voicing.
And I think for the testing, you had a number of blind or partially sighted people involved in the project. And I think they were sort of listening to description that was generated by AI, but also generated by a human. Could they tell the difference?
Yes, that is correct. That was a very important part of the study, that we generated some test material and that audio description users listened to it and gave us their feedback. And indeed, we didn't tell before which was which, but it was generally very clear for the, mostly, I would think, with our examples, clear for the users which one was the human version and which one was the artificially generated version. But the comments were interesting and nuanced. So the overall is, of course, that there are problems with the AI models. There were also, however, descriptions where the users appreciated the detail that the AI was able to produce. So it was quite a mixed impression, if you like.
And is it a case that the AI needs to learn a little bit about how description is written? Because there is a sort of, you know, there's a talent, you know, description is not an easy thing to write, is it?
Correct. So audio description is something very complex. It is normally done by trained professionals who have to make many decisions in a very short space of time, if you like. Even if it's not live, you have to make decisions all the time about what is the most relevant part that I should narrate, what is sort of really supporting the understanding of the people and the action the best. So audio describers know about these principles. AI-generated audio description at the moment, it feels a little more mechanistic. It describes quite literally, even though there are inaccuracies in that literal description, but it does unfortunately have problems with deciding what is most relevant. It has problems with sort of creating a very nice cohesive description that links very well to what people say in the programs. So that's why I would say it's quite mechanistic at the moment and therefore also quite limited. There are some other issues as well.
And I suppose that, you know, there will be a place for AI-generated audio description, and maybe, you know, as the symposium's been talking about, all these sort of short videos and films, so maybe there's a place for AI.
Yes, I think we should certainly investigate what places there could be. And so for me, AI is a technology that has a very powerful potential. It is at the same time, as we know, also a technology that comes with risks. So the risk of critical error, because it's quite unpredictable often what AI is doing and saying. But certainly we need to bear in mind that there is still not enough audio described content, and that it is unfortunately a slow and costly to produce AD. And there are also, beyond broadcasting, as you say, there are areas where we see so much audiovisual content emerging on social media, for example, where there aren't audio describers and where we also need that fairly instantaneous to have the audio description. And those are areas that we should perhaps prioritize in our investigation and not see this as a replacement of those areas where human audio description is well established and works very well. So I do see it as something complementary that we should investigate and try to make it better, yes.
And what will happen now with the report? Where's that going to go and what's going to happen to it next?
Okay, so the report has already been published on the RNIB website, and in the university we will publish it as well, of course. And we will do some next steps. We have made some recommendations at the end of the report. They range from relatively simple things, so to say, to try whether we can refine the prompts by better prompt engineering to get better audio description, all the way through to recommending that more technical development needs to be done. So there are about 10 recommendations. And in Surrey, we are now working on those first next steps. Yes, we are looking at prompting at the moment, whether prompting that is more informed by the principles of human audio description and that is more geared towards replicating, if you like, the human principles of storytelling, whether this kind of prompting moves things along and creates better audio description. I don't think it will solve all the problems, but I think it's an efficient next step before we need to think, can we get many more resources to actually foster more development? So more technical development will, of course, require more resources.
And obviously, as you say, the report is available on the RNIB's website, rnib.org.uk. And I'm sure any development and further reports will be available for people to read and look at on the RNIB website as well. Sabina, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you for having me and thanks for the opportunity for the study and also thanks to all the people, the users, the audio describers and everybody else who has taken part in this and has given us feedback. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.